Blog Talk Radio.
FDM doing it again. A treat for all the freaks. Truth or dare. Are you ready for this, Jesse Starcher? We don't care. This is the Metal Hammer of Doom, ladies and gentlemen. And I am your host, the Mandated Reporter, and frankly, I'm mortified, Mr. Mark Rattledge. And as you may have guessed, tonight we are reviewing the latest from K, M, F, D, M, KMFDM sucks. They don't suck. That's a little tongue-in-cheek there. Tongue firmly in cheek. They have a new album out. Came out August 18th, 2017. It's called Hell Yeah! Their 20th album, and we're going to review it for you tonight. Of course, I am not alone. I have the aforementioned disapproving dad, the host of Source Material in his own right, Jesse Starcher. Come here, horsey. Ladies and gentlemen, the admittable Jesse Starcher, how do you do, sir?
Oh, my goodness. I do feel a little bit beat today, man. It has been a crazy day. The kids are all back in school. My youngest is starting Head Start. He's 3 years old. My wife started a new job. So you know what? I said, screw it. I'm taking the day off. And I took a damn day off today.
Good for you. Yeah, I've had quite the day myself.
Yeah, so I've heard.
I don't really want to get into it. Let's just say I'm a gambling man and I'm rolling dice. And we'll see what happens in a few months with my health. So that's all I'm going to say about that. Let's now we last year, if I remember correctly, we did a best of KMFDM album that had come out. It was all remixes and such, and it was your first exposure to KMFDM, if I remember correctly. If we can just recall, what did you think of that album? What did you think of sort of smattering of KMFDM hits, as such as they are?
Yeah. It was good. I enjoyed that album that we had the opportunity to cover. And again, you can't go wrong with first exposure being the greatest hits. You know, that'll usually grab a listener. That's for sure. But yeah, I enjoyed what I heard last time. The last time we covered it, I think we were talking about how I think they had a song on the Mortal Kombat soundtrack and all the stuff that kind of came before that I'd missed. So, you know, I kind of knew what we were getting into tonight, or at least what I expected, and it was kind of nice to actually have that little bit of history under me, to know what their hits were and all that.
Well, I'll tell you, I went ahead and read a whole bunch of different reviews for this album. I just typed in KMFDM, Hell Yeah Reviews. And I read almost all of them that showed up on page one of my Google search. And the conclusion from most of the reviewers is this is the best album in like 20 years from KMFDM.
Wow. Wow.
So that's some pretty high praise from the reviewers out there. We'll give you our opinion track by track as we normally do on this show. We'll try to get out of here by about 10-ish. So let's get started with the title track. This is Hell Yeah!
We are living in one world. I just like from Germany, and I love you. I'm with you. Germany is with you.
Dancy track there. Good fun track to get us started. You know, KMFDM, like a windshield wiper, sometimes they lean a little more dancey, sometimes they lean a little bit more metal industrial. This was one of their dancier tracks. What did you think?
I agree 100%. It was kind of what I expected at first, and I think this is one of the stronger tracks off the album. But yeah, it is really dancey. They get you hear a little bit of guitar in there every once in a while. I think they smatter it in there every couple of every once in a while in the chorus or something. But other than that, man, I mean, this is not. I was really thinking, man, is this going to be a representation of what the rest of the album's going to be? Because if so, they're definitely leaning towards the spectrum of Dancy McDance Pants.
Dancy McDance Pants, okay. Okay. Get your groove on, Daddy-O. All right. This is track two. Speaking of get your groove on, this is... Now, before I introduce this, let me say, one of the things I had read in the smattering of reviews that I looked at was that the KMFDM has become a husband and wife duo, and the wife sings a lot of the... choruses and background, and there's a couple of where she sings lead.
Yeah.
So check those out as we go through the album. This is Freak Flag.
You want it to see.
your freak flag fly. Another one of the dancier tunes. Again, that one led by the wife, Lucia Cifarelli, I believe is how you pronounce her name. I'm probably mastering it. What did you think of the freak flag?
It's a good message. I mean, they're getting across. They're known for kind of putting that message out there, but you will see throughout this album many songs that have a pretty deep meaning and a pretty deep expression that they want to get across to the people that are listening. And the good thing is, this kind of positive message of, hey, you know, accept your individuality. That's said throughout there. And it's good stuff. I kind of enjoyed it. Again, just like you said, Dancy McDance Pants still going on. It got a little heavy there, but, you know, I could see them playing this at a rave really, really easily.
Yeah, this definitely reminds me of the days of yore when I used to go out dancing. Totally fits right in with that 90s, you know, dance industrial club music that I would listen to. Fits right in there very, very easily. You know, just based on the first two tracks here, I can see where people thought this was one of the better KMFDM albums. So far, I mean, even if you like heavier stuff, you can't get away from the fact that these are very danceable songs.
Agreed.
This isn't a lot of ambient noise going on. This is, you know, very well-constructed, catchy songs.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
This next one, though, we know the windshield wiper goes the other way. This is one of the heavier songs. KMFDM is nothing if not political, and you know the cores of this. You know, your government hates you. They hate you because you're free. Pretty much says it all about KMFDM, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, dude. They drill that in there for sure. When we hear this little bit, I mean, it's amazing how it sticks in your head. And well, I say amazing. It's kind of not surprising, but it's Let's listen to it.
All right. This is one of my favorite tracks off this album. This was my selection for the 2017 Metal Hammer of Doom mix. This is Total State Machine. If my cutoffs are a little wonky tonight, I'm using some new equipment and I can barely hear the music. It's all distorted and it's cutting out left and right. How's it sound on your end?
Sounds good to me. I was sitting here thinking to myself, these type of songs compared to some of the other metal that we play really come across a lot better. I can understand what's being said and stuff. So, yeah, it's probably technical stuff on your end.
Yeah, it's like I said, I'm using a Google cell phone to call into the network tonight, and like everything else sounds fine, but every time I go to play a track, it just sounds like hot garbage in my ears.
Ouch, wonderful.
Garbage in my ears, yes. Anyway, that one takes a little bit to get going, but once it gets going, boy, you can't stop it. You know, again, it's heavier, still dancey. It rides that line between dancey KMFDM and heavy metal KMFDM.
Yeah.
It's probably why I liked it the best because, you know, I don't necessarily need it to sound like Ministry. I do like the dancier stuff, but but it's got to have some balls. It's got to have balls, Jesse Starcher. Yeah.
I feel you there, buddy. Now, if anything, I love the heaviness and I love the message that they're putting across there, because if they can reach anybody and make them open their eyes, what's going on in the world, and the total state machine that is out there, KMFDM is doing a damn good job of it. So I agree with you. It's probably one of the better tracks off the album.
I like the chorus of it. Your government hates you. I agree.
That's what they start out with. They start out right with that. It's like, let's not pussyfoot around. Yeah. By the way,
let's
your
get
government
right
hates
to the
you.
Point. Yes. Let's not mince words. Your government hates you. And they're absolutely right about that. I think in many cases, government officials, whether it's apparent or it's hidden, well hidden, there's a lot of contempt for the average Joe.
Well, I agree with you, and I got to thinking about this because this song made me think about the state of affairs that many people are in nowadays, especially in the United States. But the United States was founded upon rebellion, and you got to think to yourself, if shit ain't going right at some point, it's going to take people like, well, KMFDM's doing a damn good job of trying to rebel rouse, but we're
maybe,
just so prone.
Maybe they should
feel...
maybe they should take down a statue or two to get attention.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? Hey, just off the top of your head real quick, name the top five statues you were upset with last month. Okay, let's go to the next song.
All right, here we go back to one of the slower ones led by the wifey there. This is Murder. Murder My Heart. Did a better job of In This Momenting than In This Moment.
I guess you could say that.
If In This Moment wants to play this kind of music, then they need to listen to this album and learn how to do it right.
Yeah. There was a In This Moment song that we heard off that album that popped up on one of my playlists there that I don't know if it was Release Radar or whatever. But anyway, Every time I hear something off that new album from them, I think about the stuff that you had me listen to from prior to that and how much it had changed. Are you feeling a change at all with this new album for KMFDM? Let's bring it around back to that.
I see where people thought this is their best album. Like I said, I'm not finding a tremendous amount of flaws with it. Like, I don't think there's a bad song on here. You know,
okay.
I listened to the album right before that we went live tonight, and you know, some songs are better than others, but for the most part, I wasn't like aggravated listening to it. And there have been some KMFDM albums in the past where I was like, the effort it took for you to record this wasn't worth the effort.
Yeah.
And I don't get that from any of the songs on here. Like, you know, they have a perspective, they have a message, they have something they need to say to people, and that's evident on a lot of these tracks. Many of them, you know, have that anger that that the band has for contemporary society, and rightly so. And, you know, and then there's other parts to it that are, you know, that have that EBM sound to it that I've come to enjoy. You know, like I said before, for me, I can listen to like a Drug Against War and be just as happy listening to that as Light. Now, I mean, Light is like the biggest hit ever, but you know, I can listen to that. There are other Juke Joint Jezebel is another good one. You know, where it's just a catchy, danceable tune. And I like catchy, danceable music. You know, it doesn't all have to be, you know, screaming into the wind and, you know, and double bass drums and everything else. Or in the case of KMFDM, you know, I don't know, they scream too at times. They just don't,
yeah.
They don't quite scream like Cannibal Corpse or anything like that. Or
yeah,
growl, as the case may be.
They do a decent, I've noticed that they, you know, when they started the song out with Total State Machine, it was just like that dude was just talking straight up into the, you know, it's kind of like he was just talking, not screaming. And then when I think if I remember correctly, the chorus hits, you know, then they start screaming at you. That's something
right.
That I noticed they kind of do with the, you know, throughout the, some of these songs. And it's a good use, I think, of a way of getting a song across by using those types of vocal inflections. But yeah.
Believe me, I've listened to almost every single KMFDM album over their many, many years of putting out music. I mean, this is their 20th album. So of the 19 albums they put out, plus all the singles and EPs and whatnot, I have heard some not good KMFDM.
Okay.
They can't all be zingers, as Primus would say. I do love that phrase. This one's pretty much all zingers, though. This one, I don't know if there's a bad one in the bunch. Now, this next one is a re-recording of an older song. It's also kind of a mashup of some other older songs. And I know that just from reading some of the reviews that, you know, that talked about it. If you don't know old KMFDM, it's new to you. It's Rip the System version 2.0. right, Jesse, you want to explain to the people what just happened there?
We played a song that was called Shock, which I think is track, what is that, like, Rip? That's right after Rip the System version 2.0, so I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened, so now I'm really worried about what lies ahead if, like, every track is mislabeled after this. I don't think they should be, though, because I straight up copied the file names and put them in the titles. So now, I'm kind of worried.
I think it duplicated it because the other one is exactly the same length.
Okay.
And if I go over to ye olde Spotify, and I look at Rip the System. Yeah, Rip the System is 4 minutes, 50 seconds long. So we're going to skip Rip the System 2.0.
Well, I can get it on here in just a couple seconds. We can play that for sure. But what do you think of Shock there? What do you think of Shock?
I mean, it's a fine song. You know, if you really dig the female vocals and the dancier stuff, that fits right into that milieu. What did you think of it?
I was right there with you. My notes, I had that I tend to, for some reason, I don't know why, just like you said, it's got that female-led kind of stuff, dancey pop stuff, and I enjoyed it, though. And I have a propensity sometimes to enjoy those types of songs, but for some strange reason, I that one gravitated towards me, so I liked it.
Well, you're, I guess, attempting to get Rip the System 2.0 onto the board here. I'm going to go ahead and play one of the other heavier tracks on here. Again, it's always the political stuff that tends to be pretty heavy. This is certainly in keeping with one of the common ideas out there, common themes, a phrase popularized by our current American president, Mr. Donald Trump, who I don't think understands the phrase itself. This is fake news. Think
buzz term. Oh, that's a fun one. That's a fun one. Again, just like you said, we get the message, and you know, I don't know, about sick and tired. I use that term in jest so many times because it's just so goofy. But I don't
even use it. That's the thing. Like, I tend not to just throw out there the term fake news because I'm not to like be a jerk or anything, But and I actually I'm about to what I'm going to say here is that I'm generally never tricked by quote unquote fake news because I only look at, you know, like reputable sources. Like,
sure.
You know, don't print stuff from fuckthegovernment.com. It's probably not right. They're not a reputable news source.
They may be a little biased.
they may have some leanings that and again, there's no journalistic standard. So like I said, I don't cite blogs a lot of times. I tend to now I did fuck up recently. John Jones tested positive for steroids.
Yeah.
And I specifically did not cite any of the articles, specifically tried not to cite any of the articles that were just reprinting what TMZ was reporting.
Because okay.
TMZ is not reputable. TMZ is not reputable. They do not have to check their sources. They print a lot of gossip. And they're not the standard that I use for sharing news on Facebook. I mean, it may sound funny to people, but you know, I truly do try to spread the gospel of truth, and you know, things that I think people are, you know, should be interested in, you know, the jobless economy, robots taking over, that sort of thing. And the Warner Brothers putting out a Joker movie for some strange reason without Jared Leto for even stranger reasons. you know, these are things I think we should talk about in the universal dialogue, universal conversation. And so I reposted an article from CBSSports.com because CBS Sports is a reputable, in theory,
yeah.
A reputable true news source, and they just reprinted the TMZ story.
Oh, boo!
Yeah, I got caught.
Oh man!
Hey, is Rip the System in the queue yet?
It is not. Unfortunately, I do not believe I'm going to be able to grab that one. For some reason, it duplicated it and called it that. So I, without going and, you know, taking like 5-10 minutes to go grab it, we're unfortunately, let's talk about it and pretend we heard it. How's that?
Black man, white man, yellow man, black man, white man, rip the system.
Pretend. We're supposed to pretend.
Black man, white man, yellow man, black man, white man.
You said it was like a combination of some other stuff as well?
Yeah. They use like bits and pieces of some other songs, some other rhythms. But the lyrics are all from, I believe, the original Rip the System. Here.
Gotcha.
Let's do it this way. Rip the System.
Are you going to Spotify to play it through the phone?
No, I am not. You know what? It would sound just as good, but it's, no. All right. So here are the lyrics.
Okay.
Ready? Rip the system. Black man, white man, yellow man. Black man, white man, rip the system. Black man, white man, yellow man. Black man, white man, rip the system. Black man, white man, yellow man. All right. This just fucking repeats incessantly. Man, it's rip the system, 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 rip the system.
Okay.
Black man, white man, rip the system.
Rip the system. Oh, I saw a pattern there. Let me ask, when they say rip the system, are they saying, you know, the use of their capital letters throughout this album kind of confuses me. So I didn't know if they were saying, like, rest in peace, or if they were just saying, like, to destroy it. Either way, it's kind of results in the same thing. But, I mean, I didn't know exactly what they meant by that. That was one thing that kind of – I was like, what are they driving at here? But, again, the song that's on the albums, just it's one of the heavier ones, and I like the message that they're trying to get to people about waking up, and there's just a lot of truth to it, you know. It may be my favorite off of the album because of the subject matter alone. I'm sorry we didn't have an opportunity to listen to it. I'm glad we had Mark Radulich's rendition, though.
Black man, white man, yellow man. Black man, white man, reap the system.
Exactly.
I mean, it is what it is. You know, it's a lot of repetition, obviously. But no, when KFDM says rip the system, they are talking about protesting. They are talking about fighting the government, that sort of thing.
Mm, I got you.
All right. Here we are, track 10. This is Prescription for the Damned. I'm not sure where it was in the song, but I needed to cut it off. It was one of the shorter songs, and we were about halfway through it. So anyway, what did you think of Prescription for the Damned?
Oh, man, I enjoyed it. I really did. I thought it was heavy. Just like you were saying, they had the windshield wiper, and they went toward the heavy side with this one. It does get, other than the funky bass, which, by the way, 10A is going to – you are not going to be able to hear it because your audio sucks on your end. But I would like for you just to play maybe like 10 seconds of 10A and let the people know exactly what I thought of when I first heard this song. Question. I may have caught this in either a podcast we did, or maybe you did with somebody else, but I get the impression you were not a Seinfeld fan.
Not really. I mean, I remember an old Jerry Seinfeld stand-up, and I watched it with, like, my mom and my dad and my Aunt Caroline and my Uncle Carl, and I remember, like, I don't think anyone knew who Jerry Seinfeld was, and this was before the Seinfeld show, so he hadn't really blown up as, like, a superstar comic. And I remember, everybody in my – like, I was enjoying it. You know, I was a little kid, but I was still enjoying his brand of stand-up, because it was pleasing to all audiences. He wasn't, like, a dirty comic or anything.
Yeah.
And I remember everybody in the room making fun of him. Like, nobody thought he was funny.
I mean, what's the deal with these peanuts? What's the deal?
Yeah.
Well.
So with that said, I mean, did I watch the show? Sure, everyone watched the show. Was I, like, super in love with it like most people? No. But then I got a little French in me, you know, in all honesty. You know, the whole world enjoys this. Well, I'm not gonna. I'm gonna eat a sandwich. You know, I have a tendency to resist the super popular. And so, like I said, I've definitely watched episodes of Seinfeld. I mean, the fact that it was, like, beloved by everybody was such a white person show. And I was like, nope.
It was a white person show, that's for sure.
Yeah, you know, I'm like, I'm going to resist watching this. I mean, I think now, I mean, like, and even today, like, there are certain shows I've gone back and watched, and I'm just like, Well, I should have watched this when everyone else was. This is a great show. I still don't necessarily think that about Seinfeld. I mean, I think Seinfeld has its niche. It has its audience.
Okay.
But it's not necessarily my brand of vodka.
All right. I hear you. All right, then. I won't be making any Seinfeld references anytime soon. So, because those will fall upon deaf ears.
I know of all of them because... Because God knows I've been around enough fucking honkies that I've heard them all. No soup for you, you know, I get it. Elaine dancing, I know the deal. I know that one. What is your show about? It's a show about nothing. What do you mean? Nothing. Nothing happens. That's actually my favorite bit from Seinfeld. And George just yelling, it's a show about nothing. Nothing happens.
Oh, my gosh. I'm in the process right now of actually going through and watching... all of, what is it called? Curb Your Enthusiasm, which is Larry David, one of the guys that co-created Seinfeld. Well, he did a show. I don't know if you caught any of that ever on HBO.
I am aware of what Curb Your Enthusiasm is. It's still too white for me.
Fair enough, sir. Fair enough.
All right. Let's move on here. We are vastly approaching 10 o'clock, and I want to keep this to an hour. So this is one of the heavier tracks on here. This is might be the heaviest track, as a matter of fact. This is track 11. This is Burning Blaine. I can hear you clear as day, but I play these songs and it just cuts out completely.
That's messed up, man. That's got to be the phone, dude. That's the only explanation.
But like I said, I can hear you clear as day. You don't cut out at all.
Strange.
Yeah, strange things are afoot at the Blog Talk Radio. all right. What did you think of Burning Brain there? You know, I heard what I could hear of it. Don't turn your back. Don't turn your back on me. You know, I can dig it.
Yeah, it's another one of the better ones off of this album. I thought my notes have here that it's good. It's okay. I liked it. I'll probably put this one, and there's a couple other ones we've already heard that go into the top three off this album. Burning Brain's definitely up there.
Okay. We're down to our final two songs here. This next one is, again, I think the led off by the wife,
mm-hmm.
Lucia. This is Only Lovers. There's an element of the industrial scene that borders on the gothic, which definitely tend to be slower, creepier songs, and that certainly fits into that category. It's fine. It's not a bad song. It is, you know, it is what it is, though. It is defined by its characteristics.
Yeah, I wasn't digging it. This is probably the weakest song on the album for me, and I mean, that's not too bad. When you got one, this is clearly something that she wanted to do and she thought needed to get out there. I don't know if you slow dance to this at one of your raves or what, Mark. Is that what you do? I know you do the high step and high knees. And then when something like this kicks on, does everybody slow it down and start grabbing a hold of their
more
significant others?
No, it's more of like a hippie waving kind of,
okay. So everybody dances as one. I see.
Yeah. Nobody actually touches each other.
Bunch of beatniks.
That's yucky. But wave your arms around and, you know, kind of sway with the beat, that sort of thing.
All right.
Okay. Here we come with the glorious conclusion here. This is Glam, Glitz, Guts, and Gore. very strong closer there. Pretty heavy stuff. Overall, I'm going to give this album an A. I agree with the other reviewers. This is definitely KMFDM's strongest effort in a very long time. Not a lot of ambient noise on here. Not a lot of, you know, just farting into a snare drum kind of a thing. They focused on creating some good music, and it isn't just art house noise, which I personally prefer. You know, I prefer them to make music. The one thing from this album that's missing is one of their typical comedic, tongue-in-cheek type KMFDM sucks kind of. I was really missing a track where KMFDM doesn't take itself so seriously. On the other hand, if they've got a message out there, and they've got 13 fairly, well, 11. Not,
yeah,
we can't count Depression 1 and Depression 2. but, you know, 11 strong tracks, and then, you know, two tracks of ambient noise that I'm going to forgive them for, you know, that's fine. And if the comedy just doesn't come to them, you know, that's also fine. Sometimes you just don't have anything funny to say. But I miss the KMFDM sucks type tracks. I miss, you know, oh gosh, I can't remember the name of it now, but it's like they have one song that's literally a title. That's literally just an amalgamation of all their other songs. song titles. You know.
Nice.
They're just yelling all their other song titles. It's hilarious. Could some of the songs be heavier? Sure. But overall, it's a solid, balanced effort.
All right. Well, my opinion is that it's easily a good representation of what we want to hear from them. And it's a very solid entry into KMFDM's catalog. I will no doubt revisit a few of the heavier political tracks later on down the road. But you got to think, for 20 albums, you got to give it to these guys. I mean, for still kicking some ass and bringing forward one of their best albums that a lot of people seem to like, easily a thumbs up, no doubt in my mind. So, thumbs up for this one, for Hell. I got, you know what I do? I'll give Hell Yeah. Hell Yeah.
Some recommendations, by the way. If you haven't listened to the older KMFDM, if you've listened to tonight's show and this is sort of your introduction to the band, let me give you a couple of ones to go ahead and listen to. Now, I'm going to go back prior to 2010. This is the stuff that I'm most familiar with. Go ahead and listen to, let me see if I can find it here. Do 2007's to Hoover Bohu. That's one that of their later albums comes highly recommended. Hard Rock is another good one. That's got the song Free Your Hate on there. That's really, really good. World War III's pretty angry album. Adios. Adios I really liked. And, you know, at the time they thought they were leaving the music industry. So Adios has got some really good stuff on there, including the actual one, Adios. Symbols isn't bad. Extort. It was probably at the height of KMFDM's popularity. That was from 1996. Their heaviest album to date, their most rock and roll album, is Nihil. It also has the only cover that's different from the rest. You know, the artwork is different from the rest of the albums. And they really took a left turn at Albuquerque with this one. And like I said, it was when they were building up to the height of their popularity. It followed Angst, which is what kickstarted their popularity. It's another one people should listen to. And the last one I'm going to recommend is Money. Money is sort of a transitional album. But it's definitely worth listening to. It's more dancey than the other ones I've talked about here. But Money's a great song. Help Us, Save Us, Take Us Away is really good. Sex on the Flag is a great song. So check out Money, check out Angst, Nihil, Extort, Symbols, Adios. You can skip Attack, World War III, Haruk, and Tuhuva Bahu. So those are my recommendations for, you know, getting into KMFDM with really strong albums. Go ahead and listen to some of the other ones too, but those I think are some of the best ones they've got.
Rock and roll.
All right. Next week on the Metal Hammer of Doom, Robert Cooper should be back with us just in time to review The Haunted, Strength in Numbers. This week we're looking at Daredevil and the Defenders. Source material, we reviewed Guardian Devil, written by Kevin Smith of Clerks fame. We had a TV party tonight for the Defenders, and tomorrow we finish up looking at all things Defenders and Daredevil with On Trial, the Ben Affleck Daredevil movie. And Sean has to do the heavy lifting of defending the turd. So good luck there. Next week, I don't think you've got anything in the can for source material. I think there's no source material unless you end up recording something. But I'm going to attempt to binge it this weekend, and we're going to look at Game of Thrones season one on Tuesday, and then that's it. Just Game of. All I've got is two shows lined up for next week. I needed a little bit of a break, so we're going to look at Game of Thrones. And we're going to look at The Haunted, Strength in Numbers.
All right.
Go ahead, Jesse. Do your plugs there.
I do my thing. Ladies and gentlemen, go give that Rattlitch in Broadcasting Facebook page a like to stay up on top of all the great podcasts that we have to offer. We are on iTunes. We are on Stitcher. We're on so much stuff. It's hard for me to keep it straight. I do know we are right here on Blog Talk. This is our home, ladies and gentlemen. Feel free to share these podcasts. If you enjoy them, let somebody know. Somebody out there may enjoy talk radio and not realize there is a bevy of subjects that podcasts cover. I'm guarantee you there's a farming podcast out there. Well, ladies and gentlemen, check it out. You know, and I just want to quickly plug that later on the 1st and the 2nd of September, I'll actually be doing some producing duties for a good friend of mine by the name of Dean Compton. He's been on the Source Material podcast a couple times. He does a show on VOCNation.com, which is pretty popular here on Blog Talk Radio, and it's called Her Dork World, His Dork World. They're heading over to Dragon Con, and he's going to be doing a couple live shows. Now, I'm going to be sitting in the background pushing buttons, and he's going to be doing all the talking. But I want to give a quick plug because Dean's a really cool guy, and I know he's going to have a good time down there. So, and it's going to be a couple good podcasts to hear what's going on down at Dragon Con. Other than that, that's it for me, Mark Rattlitch. Let's get out of here, man.
All right, everyone. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Hope you enjoyed the show. For Jesse Starcher, I am your mandated reporter, and frankly, I'm mortified, Mr. Mark Rattlitch. Be well, be safe, and behave.